Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Comedy Concepts with your host, Nancy Lombardo.
Ba-da-da-da-da. Sorry about that, Betty Jo. First one in the house as usual. Betty Jo is online listening. Anyone else can join the chat room. My time got away from me looking at the wrong clock. Colin, my bad, my bad. But I get from multitasking. Anyway, it's going to be a nice day. Betty Jo Tucker, Boogie Attic Headquarters, every Tuesday at 4 p.m. You like that, Betty Jo? You get the first call-in, so you get the first promo at 4 p.m. You want to check that out? I'll tell you later who she's going to have on her show. Always an interesting show with Betty Jo Tucker. And always fun. So, let's see. How shall we start our day? It's cold. It's hot. It's cold. It's hot. It's cold. It's hot. I think that the weather's going through menopause, but I'm not sure. It's really wild out there. Anyway, somebody better talk to the weather. That's
did you tell her? Did you tell her?
Caught up in a lie.
one type, it's from the second floor. Let's do service losers. Let's do the public service. Let's do the public service. Let's do the public service. Let's do the public
from Australia. Clopsy's in the house. Chuck Skull, Cat Begoon, World Talk Rock. Is this yet another show I'm going to have to memorize? Wacko Bob's in the house. Now that I can remember because that's Monday through Fridays at 9 a.m. on Blog Talk Radio. Chuck Skull and his World of Mayhem, I think, is Saturday mornings at 11, and with Cat Vecchione at 8 p.m. on Fridays and Saturdays. And who else is in the house? Cyanide's in the house. Yes, I post those pictures just for you, Cyanide. I post those pictures just for you. And if you're wondering who I'm babbling to the people in my chat room. Like Betty Jo Tucker, always the first one on. I guess she couldn't get in the chat room today, but I do have her information for tomorrow's show, Tuesday, March 25th, Movie Attic Headquarters, Muppets Meet Musical Chairs. A review of Muppets Most Wanted. Oh, I can't wait to see that. Film producer Janet Karras regarding Musical Chairs, a sweet, inspiring movie about wheelchair ballroom dancing. I think, Betty Jo, they even made a movie about that. That's not a documentary. It was actually a movie. So I wonder if it was inspired by that. Okay, Muppets and Ballroom Dancing. Should be fun. 4 p.m. Blog Talk Radio. We're always having fun here, aren't we? Now, I played one song, and it's through the public service, and I must have played the same. Looking at you is the same thing, same amount of time. Okay, you have no idea what I'm babbling about, do you? So why don't we just keep going with that then? As long as I'm babbling.
Regarde les enfants. Silence,
quick, Dave. Back paddle as fast as you can.
But that current...
You're in my grip.
The current, it's bringing us closer. Look. Look over there. It looks like an erotic actress, but... No, it's a... It's a... A
stupid! Oh, my God. Hi. Hi, how you doing? My name is Sandy. Welcome to Stewardess Island. Come on aboard, and make sure that you unfasten your seatbelts. We're not in turbulent weather now.
Cyril, give her the flowers. Give her the poison flowers we've been saving for some enemy.
Nobody ever brings me flowers anymore.
Oh, we laid it at your feet. Just please don't offer to bring us anything.
Coffee, tea, or milk, anybody?
Oh, my God, she said it.
See, Cyril, what happens? We started on a subway trip to nowhere. We ended up on a plane exploding, on a boat that sank, and a raft that brought us here
to Stewardess Island. Dave.
Yes.
Dave, I'm going to have a soda.
No, don't.
I can't help myself.
No, because next they'll give you plastic forks.
I don't care.
Next they'll give you little towelettes to wipe your face and head.
Here's your dinner for the evening. Beef bourguignon and a little plastic plate. I hope you enjoy it with little tiny potatoes.
I've got to taste disgusting.
These poison flowers you brought aren't working. I thought she'd be drifting off by now.
You guys, you can't leave. I've got my own radio show here on Stewardess Island. You've got to help me.
Help you? How can we help you?
Can we phone in suggestions or something?
Uh-huh. And you can't leave Stewardess Island because there are no exits.
Not even one emergency exit at the cone entrance?
Not one. Put that cigarette out, Sam!
Right. Oh, Cyril. We're trapped here at Stewardess Island with her.
Oh, come on, everybody. It can be fun. I know other stewardesses named Bambi and Tawny and Sunny and Griffy.
Dave, it sounds just too damn good to be true. I'm staying here for the rest of my life.
Me too, Cyril. Come on, let's read a magazine.
I have no Newsweek. Only people.
Estella had a look at... Wait, we are... Yeah, well...
Hello?
Yeah, hi, Arnold from next door.
Oh, Arnold, how you doing? They're still down there practicing.
Oh,
what can
son
I tell
of
you?
A gun there, yeah.
Yeah, well, I'll tell you, you know, it's 11:15. I told them they should cut lights out at 10 and look at their still.
Yeah, well, I told Bubba I'd come by pick him up at 11 o'clock. And,
there you go.
Frank, Arnold,
Eldon, come on.
Hi, how you doing?
How you doing, Eldon?
Boy, I tell you, I can hear him clear up the block.
I know. I'm just a little worried. You know, Frank Jr. told me they had a gig. Is that what it's called? A gig?
Yeah, a gig.
Is that a gig or a gog?
Gig, I think they're... But, you know, they're playing the cello so loud, it doesn't even sound like a cello.
No, it doesn't even sound like a gosh darn cello.
Bubba! Have you learned three notes yet? You see, we had to give him the bass guitar because he could only know two notes.
No. Yeah, well, you know, I got to tell you, you know, your Bubba's very talented, Arnold.
Thank you.
Well, I gave little Daryl a guitar because I wanted him to follow in my footsteps and play the banjo.
Well, you did your son a good service.
Well, his left hand, the three middle fingers are all melted together, and it's kind of hard for him to really do much else.
No, come on, you sons, come on, wrap it up down there, will ya? Oh, for Christ's sake.
Boy, I tell you. I was gonna go to work today, but I knew that little Daryl, well, he likes to be called Ian now.
Yeah.
That little Daryl Ian was gonna be practicing today, and it made me kind of scared and paranoid. I just thought I'd come over here in case he steps like in some old Coca-Cola that's been on the floor and electrocutes himself.
Yeah, excuse me, Elton. Yeah. I'm not one to point out the faults of others, but that ox for you. So I think you brought in a little friend.
Oh my God! Oh my goodness! Look at that! Look what Tippy did! That dog always gets behind me all the time when I'm not looking. Right when I'm gonna put my foot in the old Oxford.
Okay, boys. Let's
wrap
it up down there.
Yeah, Norman. Can you hurry up, Bubba? It's basic poo-poo up here.
Daryl Ian, supper. Come on.
You know, Arnold and Eldon, it's none of my business, but it's kind of a mean trick. Did you hear what the boys did to Bernie Fleshkin?
No. What'd they do this time?
Well, you know, they hired him to play the triangle in that damn combo downstairs, and then they just fired him like that. They won't even let him back in the band.
Well, Bernie Fleshkin? Well, he visits the house all the time with his triangle. He's never without it. He practices constantly.
It happened this afternoon, and I'm really ticked off about it. When I get Frank Jr. upstairs, I'm really going to let him have it.
Well, if I can just level with you fellas, I'm the one who told Bubba that to kick Bernie out, that triangle's a sign of devil worship. It's a sign of satanic devil worship.
Now, I hate to digress from you here, Arnold, but in Long Island and as well as Great Neck, I've never heard of anybody playing a triangle.
I heard of Pinky, dog poopy on your left Oxford.
Arnold,
Bernie Fleshkin would be a darn good addition to this band called Sparta.
If you like the triangle, the sign of the she-devil.
That's a pentagram.
Okay, boys, come on, can you wrap it up down there? It's school tomorrow.
Well,
they don't listen to authority nowadays. Not like when we were kids.
What a name for a band. Dog Smell.
They changed it to Sparta. Dog Smell was yesterday.
Now listen, Eldon, Arnold, we have a problem. We have three very gifted sons.
Gifted. Listen to them. Listen to them go down.
That was Tom Carosa, and I think that was Chris Grappenstein. And Chris Grappenstein is actually he's a famous children's author, award-winning children's author. And the other one was Mike Schaefer, or Mick Schaefer. He he's a musician. You can see him on Facebook, Mick Schaefer. Always talented. And those sketches were based on audience call-in suggestions. So that was, and back then, Tom Cruise would just put on a record and drop it anywhere, like on anything, and whatever the song was, that was your theme that you would do it to. So they were fun doing shows. Dr. Miola, welcome to the Comedy Concepts Room. Hey, Doc, you made it. Kat Vecchione, you're on now with your new show. Oh, darn, I got to scroll up. How do I scroll up on this thing? This crazy thing. Okay, scroll up, Kat Vecchione. Darn. Repost your time, Kat, and your new name of your show. Wait, I think I figured it out. So let's see. Okay, I got it now. Here we go. Kat Vecchione, back to World. This kid's playing with me. World Talk Rock Report. Okay, World Talk Rock Report, and that is on Saturdays at 8 p.m. with Kat Vecchione. Okay, and Chuck Skull, are your times the same? Are you still with Kat? What's going on? Clapsy's in the house. Good morning, Clapsy. Hope you were well. Wacko Bob's in the house. I still believe you're Monday through Fridays at 9 a.m., right? Everybody's confusing me. Please confirmed. Wacko Network has logged in. Hey, Wacko Network, Monday through Fridays at 9 a.m. on Blog Talk Radio. Everybody's typing away here. Okay, Chuck Skull will put his time. With Chuck Skull. Okay, all right. So that is still with Chuck Skull, Saturdays at 8 p.m., World Talk Report. Thank you. Wacko Bob, Monday through Thursdays at 9 a.m. You guys got to email me a whole new schedule. I got to retype all this up. Oh, my goodness. And Dr. Miola, I don't know if you have a show, but if you do, post the time in the chat room. Okay, Betty Jo Tucker, Movie Attic Headquarters. It's going to be Musical Chairs and the Muppets Review. Can't wait for that. Tomorrow, March 25th at 4 p.m., George Bettinger's not in the house, but we'll give him a plug anyway. George Bettinger's the Mom and Pop Shop, Monday, Wednesdays, and Fridays at 4 p.m. on Dream Stream Radio. Ooh. Okay, let's play a little Mick Schaefer. How about that? Say you heard him here on Blog Talk Radio, and he's on Facebook. Facebook friend him. He loves the music. He'd probably love your show, Kat. You should Facebook friend him. Tell him you heard his song. Okay. Now, this is Anthony Kapfer, and I discovered him on the Music Coalition. Great site for discovering new talent. Chuck, you're on 10 a.m. Saturday or 11 a.m. Saturday, I don't know. Cyanide 77. Cyanide, did you change your number? I'm talking to people in the chat room. Okay, you're posting when I'm on? Thank you, Kat. I know when I'm on. Oh, you guys are cracking me up.
Hey, 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 Sherman, what's up?
Oh, not much.
What's wrong? You seem kind of down.
My parents are fighting again.
Oh, no. What's wrong?
Sherman's sad.
His parents are fighting.
Well, you know, when I'm upset, I like to stand alone in the corner because it feels like the walls are hugging me.
Oh.
Don't be sad.
Cheer up, Sherman.
You'll be all right,
You'll
Sherman.
You'll
be fine.
Yeah, cheer up.
I've got an idea. I'll play a song to cheer you up.
A song? Love songs. Let's all sing along.
A is for apples, they are delicious, and they're also very good for you. B is for balloons at your birthday party, that was a good one, everybody danced. C is for cookies, they are so tasty, but they're just a sometime snack. And D is for divorce that your parents filed for. Yeah, D is for divorce, they don't love each other anymore. E is for every time that you're with them, all they do is fight and fight all day. F's the frustration that you are feeling, 'cause the pain inside won't go away. G is for the good times that are over, things are different now, you have two homes. And D is for divorce that your parents filed for. Yeah, D is for divorce, they don't love each other anymore. D is for divorce, they might say it's not your fault. D is for divorce, but you'll never really know for sure. Dad is home, but it's just for visitation. He takes you back to his new bachelor pad and cries his eyes out on the couch. And you can call him Dad if you want. And we sing la 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 la. And we sing la 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 la. Glee is for
my girlfriend just dumped me.
Aw, maybe I can help.
You say your girlfriend dumped you, and you feel like you've been cursed. But try and look on the bright side, it could always be much worse. Like you could break your dominant hand, or burn your tongue a corn on the cob. Or have your laptop surgery fried and get demoted at your job. Like you could have a leaky roof, or have your home go up in flames. Or get into an accident and have insurance reject your claim.
That's not so bad.
Oh yeah?
It could always be worse. You just wait and see, it could always be worse. Glad it's not happening to me, it could always be worse. How much worse could it be? Let's find out, shall we? Like losing all your income and turning to the streets, then rummaging through garbage cans just for a bite to eat. Like getting life in prison for a crime you didn't do, or coming down with smallpox, cholera, and scurvy too.
Aren't those a little far-fetched?
Maybe, but
it could always be worse, worse. You just wait and see, it could always be worse, worse. Glad it's not happening to me, it could always be worse.
Oh yeah.
How much worse could it be? Well, find out, won't we? So what if your girlfriend dumps you? You'll do fine on your own. It could always be much worse unless you die alone.
Oh,
oops. Well, you could drown in toxic waste or get impaled by a unicorn. Like being mistaken for an easy chair or stepping on a thorn.
And then being ripped apart by lions.
Like being enslaved by mountain men or flung from a trebuchet. Like being devoured by giant crabs or floating through the Milky Way.
These are ridiculous.
Still,
it could always be worse, worse. But now I'm sure you can see it.
Now
it
always can
be worse, worse. The loud has not happened to me. It can always be worse. Oh yeah. How much worse could it be? We found out, haven't we?
Fine, you win. It could always be worse.
You're welcome. Well, gotta go. I've got a date.
Are you mentally ill, or did you just get out of jail? I'm assuming he's your target, but what do you know? Because I got this whistle and I'm ready to blow, so... Don't rape me! Don't rape me! Don't rape me! You look really scary and you're moving fast, but I'm looking for a love that's going to last. I got B.O., I haven't showered for days, and it's quite possible that I got the big AIDS, so... Don't rape me! Don't rape me! Don't rape me! Well, you hear about rape on the news and TV, and the mayor don't care, so it's up to me. Well, I got a plan, so rapists gather around. I'm gonna pipe your asses out of town.
Like, see? single, single in a relationship. Poke, poke, poke. Like, like. Single, single in a relationship. Poke, 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 poke. Like, like. Single, single in a relationship. No longer in a relationship.
In a relationship.
Engage, engage.
Facebook is helpful when you're feeling fat. You can find old frenemies in 2 seconds flat. And engage them right away with an instant chat. And say, I thought I was fat, but you are fatter.
I thought I was fat, but you are fatter.
And those are reasons we think Facebook's evil. And also farm fail.
Let's hear it for Mel and Elle. Found them on the Music Coalition. Here's another Tom Carosa gem, an improvised piece.
Okay, everybody just stretch out on the floor. I want you to breathe in very deeply. I want you to concentrate on your heel. Are you concentrating on your heel?
Yes, I am. Jason, I'm concentrating on my heel.
I am anorexia nirvana, concentrating on my heel.
Raise your left leg if you are concentrating on your right heel.
You know what? I'm sorry, but I have a question. Jason, can I just ask it?
Okay, if we could all just stop for a moment and come to a sitting position, knees touching. Everyone, everyone look. Look at the man who has the question. Vernon?
Yes,
The question is?
My question is, I'm supposed to be concentrating on my heel.
That's right, your heel.
And for some reason, I keep concentrating on my tongue. Does my tongue have anything to do with my heel?
Actually, a pressure point in the heel does reach the roots of the tongue. Oh. This is only a Zen sort of detour that we'll be getting into next week, and I'm amazed at your fortitude in jumping ahead in the class so
well,
quickly.
Well, you know, last Tuesday when we were doing the flat spider exercise, and you had us get smeared across the windshield of a sod.
Yes.
Excuse me, are you going to be talking for long? I can finish my tax returns.
Yeah, well, go ahead. Work on it, man.
Anorexia, anorexia. I told you, we're not to have any consciousness in this class. So.
Oh, they're stealing me. I was conscious.
You know,
I'm sorry.
I'm sorry.
And your dot fell off. It's next to your foot there.
Oh, my goodness. Okay, thank you. Oh, I'm lost without my
Anyway, when we're doing the flat spider exercise, you know, I felt like I was crucified during sex. You know what I mean? You were talking us through and...
Well, that's only natural.
Oh, bless you.
Thank you.
That was a Zen sneeze.
All right, well, let's try it again. I'll try to be more positive this time.
Okay,
you're always interrupting.
Now.
Every time he comes in, he gets to interrupt. You know,
now,
he gets to talk.
Vernon, anorexia, now I want you to face one another and look into each other's Godhead very, very deeply now.
Oh, I see it.
Okay, now
well,
I want
I
you to
know.
Breathe in.
I'm out of air.
Hold it. Just hold on to it. This is an exercise in control. Just hold it. Hold it. Until you reach ultimate crimson, I won't let you let it out. Hang on to it. And let it out. Fantastic. Okay, now I want you to think about Elvis Presley.
Oh,
Jason Crystal, can I ask you?
JC, please, come on, Vernon. We've known each other a long time.
Sorry, I have another question.
There he goes again. He's asking another question.
The part of the enlightenment...
We spend more time in class answering your questions.
Anorexia, you know, part of this, the enlightenment, is knowing what you're doing. We've been on these rugs for 3 days straight now, and I have questions.
Now, anorexia, it's totally okay for Vernon to ask a question. In the store ad I put in the paper, I said, questions welcome.
Yes.
I don't... He takes up teacher's pet. Teacher's pet.
All right.
Jason.
It's true, he has brought me psilocybin the last few days, but that has nothing to do with my relationship with Vernon.
It's just a teacher-student thing.
I gave you a cow.
All right, well, just a moment.
I don't eat meat.
Okay.
That's good.
If you would have brought me a soy burger, that would have been one thing, but you didn't.
You guys are really disturbing the peace vibes here on the rug.
Oh, yeah. Your Lucas talking. Oh, no. You wouldn't even...
Okay.
I'm so upset. I've lost my
Anorexia,
feelings.
Anorexia, I'm sorry. Your vibe has gotten beyond the beyond. I think we need to crucify her, Vernon.
You really can we? I mean, of course, I know.
It's my loft. We can do whatever we want.
I always get crucified at the end of class. I got an idea.
Why don't we do the flat spider exercise while we crucify her, and then the three of us will have sex with our tongues, and we'll clean up with our tax returns when we're done.
You are progressing so rapidly, Vernon. Rapidly. Okay.
Thank you, Jane.
Put your amethyst under your tongue and let's do it.
Well, there you have it. Was that fun or what? Of course it was. Okay, everybody here, let me see. Blog Talk Radio. Oh, you posted my thing. Kat Vigioni, World. Okay, we got to read this. Thank you. World Talk Rock Report. That's a mouthful consonant. World Talk Rock Report with Kat Vecchione and Chuck Skull, 8 p.m. Eastern Standard Time on Blog Talk Radio. And let's not forget, Betty Jo Tucker, Movie Attic Headquarters, Muppets Meet Musical Chairs. That's two things she has. She's got The Muppet Review, a new movie, which I can't wait to hear, and she's got Musical Chairs, a movie about wheelchair ballroom dancing. That's Betty Jo Tucker, Movie Attic Headquarters, 4 p.m. on Blog Talk Radio. Where did everybody go? They left the room so fast. Boom, that was scary. All right, Wacko Network's still on there Monday through Fridays, 9 a.m., Blog Talk Radio. Everybody left. When I said I'm going, they're gone. Okay, thank you for tuning in. Don't forget, you can get my CD, Color Me Crazy, on CD Baby. Buy the whole album or just one at a time. It all counts. Support the arts by supporting the arts, and thank you for supporting me by tuning in. Thank you. This is Nancy Lombardo, Comedy Concepts, Blog Talk Radio. Bye-bye.
Abbey, that's all, folks.